You're listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO Medford.
Grew up in a city where it's hard to be heard and nothing really has much meaning. Pete had his heart broke once, he never fixed it. Sits there in his chest with his arms crossed through it. Becky had her heart broke twice, she won't risk it again. She don't wanna see her heart get ruined. And now she's on her way to wash up and take the orders for spaghetti at Giuseppe's, the cafe on the corner. She did the night shift too and Matthew's at the sauna. She's putting herself through uni, it's hard work. But will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. SP and international relations, great. Let's see if Primark has space for a placement. Becky clears up from the lunch rush, crushed by the blank eyes. Impolite customers frosting their damp fives into a palm. She thinks there ain't no harm in being civil though, is there? He folds up his job form, gets up from his chair. The next person sits down with a similar air of dejection. He walks out, heads in the direction of the cafe on the corner for a coffee and some headroom. And this guy comes in, the first customer to close the door behind him. For that alone she likes him. He sits at the table by the window, reading, half smiling. His hair's messy and his eyes are shining. Can't think what to say, he just stares blankly. Picks up his change, fiddles with his spoon. And as he leaves the cafe, he's consumed with force of her, wishing that he got up the guts to try and talk to her.
Will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. And will it be this way forever? These are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified.
It's Becky's mate's birthday, they're out for the night. Now Becky's mate is a nightmare type. She flirt with anyone, scream at the top of her voice. But it's her birthday, so Becky don't really have a choice. He sees her in the queue, he doesn't know what to do. She's more beautiful than he remembers. Then she says,
all right.
And he tries to say something funny but stutters. And now he feels like a muppet.
Oh, flush. No, no.
Inside it's the usual scene. They're dancing at the bar, waiting to get served. Becky's mate screaming about something absurd. And they're all fake laughing, even though nobody heard. So now he's hunting round the room, staring into every booth. The back of every head could be hers, it's no use. He stops by the bar, thinking man, I'll never find her. And then he realises that he's standing beside her. She stands there awkward, his eyes are as loud as the bass. And she can recognise something in his face. She scribbles down a number, lingering glance. And she lets herself think, maybe this could be her chance.
But will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. Way forever, these are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified. Will it be this way forever? These are lonely days. What if she could be the one that makes it better? He looks away, can't hold her gaze. And will it be this way forever? These are stressful times. What if he could be the one that gets her? She looks away, she's petrified.
Good morning, Medford, Somerville. You're listening to Our Comedy Electric, WMFO's longest-running improv ballet. My name is John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brennan Corriston, as sometimes.
And as we say every show, keep on trolling. All right.
We do say that every show.
We say that every show now. Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey, teen world. Teenage world.
You talking to a magazine or something?
Yeah. Teen World Magazine. Please cover our show. Are we still eligible for a cover story?
I mean, does...
You'll have to come interview us to find out. Brennan, how you doing?
I'm...
Dog. Brennan, how you... Dang it. Brendog, how you been, dog?
Oh, Well, okay.
Yeah?
It was really better like 10 seconds ago.
Sure, sure.
No, doing pretty well. You know, not a lot has changed. So that's pretty cool, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, stasis is nice.
Stasis. But yeah, stays. had a big old paper due yesterday, so now I finished that, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just coasting my way through the rest of the week, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. Well, did you conclude in your paper?
I don't like writing papers.
Okay. You finished with that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
pretty
nice.
Pretty settled on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
John, Doug, how are you?
Friend. I'm Ite. I had 2 midterms yesterday.
Oh.
And I felt pretty good about the one, and then I looked at the answer key this morning, and now I feel worse.
Oh. That's not the best.
I finished with quite a bit of time to spare, so I went back and like erased all my math and rewrote it to look really pretty.
Uh-huh.
But it turns out I should have focused on it being more correct instead. So I have some really, really beautiful, well-drawn wrong answers on
nice.
That test.
You should probably get some points for that.
I think I ought to. I definitely projected a lot of confidence.
Yeah. That's a good thing. That's what they say. They say confidence is fake it till you make it. So
they do say
maybe
that.
Maybe the same is true of math.
Yeah, right? That's how we got to the moon and back.
I know. If we had just gotten to the moon, can you imagine how sad that would have been?
I don't know. Do you think people...
Yeah,
How do you think we'd look at that event if we just made it there... But all those guys had died.
Millions of people were watching, like, with their families on national television, and then there's, like, these guys that they just left there.
Yeah. There's, like, I don't know.
I think they would have been pretty bummed.
I think we'd still... I don't know.
I think there would be fewer conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
I think if they didn't come back, no one would be like, it was a soundstage. They left them at a soundstage.
They're just living in there now.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
You gotta hope.
Yeah, you gotta hope. So, Brennan, speaking of things I gotta hope.
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
I don't know where you're going.
Oh, well, I don't know. You know, I don't know why it makes you nervous. I'm hoping... Our next 2 guests, they're...
Wow.
Yeah.
Tight transition.
Yeah, bro, my transitions are getting tight, tight, tight. yeah, so, Brennan, let's set the scene here.
Oh, let's.
Okay.
It's a small radio studio.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, it's
around about 9:07. 48.
We have fun. One of our guests is glaring me daggers.
Let's set the scene. Let's set the scene.
So it's 2015.
Okay. It was.
You're saying in the present of the scene. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right. Let's do it. Let's start.
Can I start again?
This is why I can't scream well,
can
right
you,
with
can,
you anymore.
Can you support me on this?
Okay.
Can you work
support
with
you
me?
On this?
Okay. Support me on this.
All right.
Bro, do we need to enter a round of support me on this? Because I don't want to.
I got you.
Okay. All right.
I got you.
Okay. It's 2015. You're not supporting me at all.
Yes, it is 2015.
Okay. And all the funny ladies at Tufts say to themselves, guys, psst, hey everybody, hey all the Tufts funny ladies, let's put on a show.
Oh, this was in church, by the way. They had to be very quiet,
Brennan,
because they were whispering in church.
Thank you. All the Tufts funny ladies go to church together. Yeah, so... All right, let's start again.
Okay, I'm sorry. When you say support me, I didn't know if you wanted me to support the story also.
Literally, Brennan.
Okay.
Like a trapeze catcher supports someone swinging on a trapeze.
I think the trapeze
and
more supports the person.
And I just swung from a trapeze and landed in a lion's mouth because you weren't there.
Sorry, I was a little busy hanging out with my friend Lion. It's fine.
Whatever. All right. So.
I say it's fine.
So... You're gonna support me on this?
I'm supporting you on this.
All right, thank you.
My arms are outstretched.
Thank you.
Dangerously close to the line.
So are my feet. This is one of the really dangerous ones where you catch me by my feet and I'm not even looking.
Oh no.
Yeah. Okay. So it's 2015, and all the funny ladies at Tufts, they say, "Psst, hey guys."
Yeah.
You know what we should totally do?
What?
We should have a show.
Yeah, like a live multimedia comedy performance. But I mean, I think we've all done some shows, or some of us have. What would be different about this one?
Well, it'd be that we would all get together as funny ladies and instead just have a show that we put on.
Boom!
Boom!
That's how it happens.
Church over. Yeah.
By the way, they were in front of the church.
Yeah. But they're respectful. They're a very religiously tolerant bunch. Yeah, guys, that show that we were just talking about in that hypothetical, reimagining.
Is that exactly how it went down?
Yeah.
It's happening tomorrow! Tomorrow!
Yes!
Tomorrow night!
You guys knew about this, right?
Yeah. You guys have been, like, rehearsing and practicing, I assume.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, guys, okay, so we're joined, of course, this morning by three of our... like people have most been on the show, favorite guests, current leaders and co-founders and such of Tufts Funny Ladies. I don't know what your official titles are at this point, but Alana Hamer and Jahan Madani are joining us in the studio, and we're going to be joining Isha Pitnayak via call-in cell phone performance shortly. So yeah, let's say hello, guys. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to get the big insider scoop on this show so that people know how to come to it and enjoy it.
Or at least we do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I want to come.
Oh, insider scoop?
Yeah.
It's in a little room called Barnum 008. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it.
So coy, Jahan.
I've heard.
You've heard?
I have.
Okay.
I have.
9:30 this Thursday, just to get, I guess, the facts out first.
Nice.
Yeah, you want to get the facts out before you start spreading fictions.
Yeah. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
What can people expect to see at your show?
Oh, you guys don't know this. This is exciting. They can expect to see me trying stand-up.
All right.
Hey!
Whoa!
That's awesome! I didn't know that. All right, that is very exciting.
Yeah, Jahan didn't know that till yesterday. Yeah. So, find it hard to believe you knew that.
I don't know. Everyone was saying it.
Really?
That's so exciting.
Who was everyone?
What? My finger's on the pulse.
All the forums.
Oh my God.
My finger's on the pulse.
Yesterday, Emily saw me. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
I have other people I talk to.
No, but who'd you hear that from?
Well, several people. whatever. Maybe I'm... Look, Brendan and I should...
We get it.
Brendan and I should fairly bias ourselves. Both of our GFs are going to be in this show.
Yes, that's true.
As it turns out. So... That's pretty weird. Just kidding. okay, so you'll see Jahan do stand-up for the first time. I would say your first big, like... Because people normally... You're normally more behind-the-scenes written and logistics contributor.
And I very much enjoy that position, but I will actually be in multiple video sketches as well.
Yeah.
Great.
I happened to write roles that could only be played by people of color.
Oh,
and
boy.
We ran into a bit of a problem in terms of the number of people of color in Tufts comedy.
Classic case of writing something before you looked up and saw who else was in the room.
Writing something before you went to college here.
There's going to be a lot of them, right? In my group? Right?
That is very exciting, though. That's so cool.
Yeah.
How do you feel about now shifting into a more onstage presence?
I definitely still prefer writing. Like, I love my role in the Institute. I think they're terrific performers, and supporting them has been super, super fun. And I think even in Tufts Funny Ladies, I've had a lot of fun doing the non-performery bits more, like writing, working with people on their scripts, being at rehearsals and stuff. So
nice.
I'm not like bummed about performing.
That's good.
I'm excited.
The audience will tell. will be able to tell.
I guess I'm excited about stand up for sure, but like the video sketches. Hopefully it went well.
You feel more confident in your ability as a joke crafter than as an actor.
Yes.
Say.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Alana, any other word on what people can expect to see? Any teasers?
Oh boy, oh boy. Lots of things you could never expect.
Oh yeah?
From a comedy show.
I heard Johan's doing stand up.
What?
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
That's the big spoiler.
That is huge.
It's pretty huge.
Wow, who convinced her to do that?
Maybe it was that big uterus costume she made earlier. Speaking to her.
Ah, the uterus costume.
Will that be resurfacing?
The animated corpse of the uterus.
That will be resurfacing. Also, if you ever come to my room, you might find me napping in that costume because it's incredibly comfortable.
Have you tried blankets?
but it was a windfall to Alana in terms of comfort.
This goes all around you and it's like pillowy, you know?
It's almost womb-like.
Wow. Yeah. Just like the real thing.
Oh,
just
very
like the real thing. Whoa. Just like mom used to make.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Uterus, just like mom used to make.
good
possibility.
You know, for more hold on, I'm gonna try to get our other correspondent to weigh in on this and we'll hear from her shortly. What I want to get from you guys is what, because you guys have had a fair amount of media and publicity attention, I would say. You've got something on the Tufts Podcast Network about you. There's a story in the Daily. It's fantastic. You're really getting the word out. What of the narrative have people missed, if anything? Is there any aspect of this that you feel has not been, projected into the public to the degree that you would want?
I mean, this could be a huge disastrous controversy that has somehow not made it out yet, or it could just be part of the story that you'd like to share.
Yeah.
I don't have a preference.
Oh, that is a stellar question.
Thank you. Thank you. I am training to do that for a living.
Yes.
Are you?
I don't know. I decided recently that being a science journalist would probably be a cool career path for me.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Right now, I'm just a TFL journalist.
The normal stepping stones.
Right. It's narrower, but I'd argue deeper than science.
Wow, do you have anything?
So. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
I mean, Julia did such a great job on the podcast story, and then Lancey wrote about us for the paper, but I'm trying to think about
other things.
Fun fact, if you notice the Daily article,
Jahan is no longer part of that group.
In the Daily article, I'm really good friends with Lancey, who wrote it, so it was a conflict of interest for me to be interviewed.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
So it sounds like I don't exist.
Oh, my gosh. All right, guys, I'm getting a phone call. Turn up your headphones.
I think I might know who it's from.
Oh, my.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
You are on
the
air
program
with WFO. Please don't curse.
Oh, I'll try not to.
Yeah. Isha Patnaik is joining us from abroad. Where are you right now, Isha?
I'm in the Elliot Pearson bathroom in Budapest, Hungary.
Wow. So you're truanting from class as we speak.
Yes,
wow.
I am.
And what class is that?
Children and New Technology, CD114.
Wow. What were you talking about before you left to come talk to
us?
We're
actually getting ready to go test our product on kids, so we're kind of just waiting in line until we can test it.
So you guys do human testing?
Yes, we do human testing, human subject.
Wait, research. So literally today you just have a bunch of kids around?
Well, Elliot Pearson is connected to the Elliot Pearson Children's School, so we're just going to the school.
What's your product?
It's a wearable device that helps kids understand music, and it's for
what is this thing?
I don't know. It's you shake it around. It's like music and movement, something like that.
Oh, cool! That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Is it like one of those old iPod commercials? Like you got to bounce around there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You have to be a silhouette.
Of our inspiration.
Yeah, you need a very bright light on the other side of you in order to use it.
So, Ish, you are the third of the three-part leadership of TFL currently.
Yes.
And we were just asking Alana and Jahan if there's any, because you guys have had a lot of good media attention lately. We're just wondering if there's any aspect of kind of the public story of TFL that you feel like has not been projected or addressed to the degree that you would want. Any missing tidbits or ideas that you want to get out there?
I think I don't know what Alana and Jahan said, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating what they said.
That's unlikely.
I think I really want to project more of like how natural it was for the women in comedy to get together and do this, just because the friendship already existed, and like we wanted to bring that to people who weren't necessarily in comedy already. And also our sweet dance moves is something that I wish was way more projected. I know that we did a dance number at Natasha Leggero, but I don't know, I think we have a lot of potential as like Sarah Band.
As Sarah Band
coming for him?
Yeah.
Wow. So can we expect this to be a new development going forward?
I think that's one of my goals for next year, honestly, is just more contemporary modern dance.
Wow. Now that'll put butts in seats for sure.
I believe so.
Wow. What, any behind the scenes drama or fresh hot scoops for this upcoming show?
Well, I'm planning to just like stage a coup d'etat and take over all of Tufts comedy forever. Like right after the show ends, and then it'll just be me and then nobody else.
And how do the other two thirds of the TFL leadership feel about that?
Yeah. They're on board.
Oh, well, they're with us, so that was more directed at them, actually,
well,
as people. But
oh, how do you feel?
I guess I just assume in that whole situation that Isha would kill us. So, I mean, so it doesn't really matter.
It's not gonna come up, really.
Yeah,
interesting.
Right. Yeah. It feels like time, though.
Yeah,
sure.
Like long overdue.
long overdue. Say.
Did you think someone was gonna kill you years ago?
I think so.
I hoped.
That's why I have to take action
now. Jeez. We've got a pretty fatalist group here.
Hence.
Extremely.
All that more Thursday.
Extremely comfortable with death.
We love the dark.
Wow.
But it has been really cool to see like how you guys have like pulled from all over Tufts comedy and then expanded outside of it too. Like in really not a lot of time. It's been really awesome. Like.
Yeah, I think that's like my favorite thing about TFL too, because there are so many kids in like other comedy groups that haven't gotten sketches in or haven't had big roles or haven't even thought they wanted that and have pretty significant parts in TFL and like are super duper killing it, which is so exciting. And a bunch of girls who like have never done stand-up before or who have never really been in sketches before, like Jahan, who are also super killing it. And then there are kids who are like really into being in things and have been in a lot of things, and they're also killing it.
Awesome.
So what can I say?
I can't think of anyone you didn't cover.
I know.
Seems like the main thing that you could say is they're killing it.
Which you're all extremely comfortable with as morbid individuals.
Yeah, you approached the subject no problem.
Don't fight
it. Okay, I have to go, but I will see you guys later.
Okay.
Keep killing it.
Yeah, enjoy.
Good luck with your commercial.
Enjoy the rest of your time in the bathroom.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Ish.
Thanks, Ish.
Bye. See you tomorrow night. Wow. That was enlightening and a little bit terrifying.
I agree.
That's fair.
Brennan, do you want to cut to a track? And then I actually have a quick lady-themed game that we could play.
That sounds great. The first part sounds great. The second part sounds a little weird.
I think it's
good.
No, it's not like that other lady theme game.
Oh, man. I don't know what that means, but it makes me nervous.
It makes me think you're a creep.
Maybe. This is an extremely short song called Seasonal Sweaters that I'm going to play.
Nice.
Here we go. In fact, I might just leave us all on. No, I'm going to turn off our mics. Just enjoy it.
I mean, how short is the song?
Pretty short. I wanted to leave us free to comment on it, but then I realized, no, I don't. It's great. You're all going to love it. All
right, play it.
It's called Seasonal Sweaters. Here we go.
One, two, three, four. Seasonal sweaters with presents and bows. Snowmen and trees and sometimes a bell.
A bell.
Seasonal sweaters. Seasonal sweaters. na 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 yeah. Acrylics and yarn, crayons and knits, seasonal sweaters provide the best fit.
Best fit.
Yeah 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 yeah.
Seasonal sweaters.
What scares me most about that video is that if I didn't know better, I would think that's my voice.
Hold on. Sorry. We can deal with that in a sec. Yeah, I guess it did kind of sound like you a little bit.
I know. Terrifying, right?
No, yeah. It's just an animated person on the internet.
Well, you know, as am I.
Yeah. Wowee.
I mean, you gotta imagine someone's real voice is behind that. I don't think the animated thing makes the noise.
No, it's a woman named Missy Palmer.
So I'm proven right.
Yeah.
That was some great investigating.
Man, I have had a really fast detective.
Yeah.
I liked how it ended like a normal song. Like you just kinda had the guitar fading out. Some of the beginning and middle parts I was a little iffy on.
Whatever, bro. Didn't you hear those lyrics? Seasonal sweaters for seasonal sweat? I mean...
Is that what it's... I didn't even realize that's what they're saying. I like when they said something about yarns and acrylics. I thought that was nice.
Yeah.
That was my favorite lyric.
Well...
Is this time for a quick game of my favorite lyric?
I guess so. Let me just cue up the theme music to my favorite lyric.
1, 2, 3, 4 Seasonal sweaters.
All right, we're gonna go around. So, Brennan, your favorite lyric?
Yarns and acrylics, bro.
Okay, Jahan, your favorite lyric?
What was the one that wasn't yarns and acrylics? It was like rayon or something. Is that a word? That is.
Oh.
There we go, rayons.
Okay, I think it. I don't know what that was. Yeah, Alana, favorite lyric?
There you go.
I really like the first time she says seasonal sweaters because she really enunciates those sweaters.
Oh,
great. I appreciate
great.
That.
That's true.
I'm glad you did that when you
said this was a round of your favorite lyric.
1, 2, 3, 4 Seasonal sweaters.
All right. Great. Great theme music.
As we wrap that up, never to hear that song
great
again.
Great theme music. One I don't know. Hope. I think a lot of people liked it. I'm going to look up some other songs by her.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't.
Well... I'd like to. It's actually funny because that's from homestarrunner.com, which is these online cartoons that I got really into as a kid. And Marzipan, the girl who sings that, is the only main girl character in that whole series.
Really?
And all the other characters make fun of her.
Fitting.
Not all the other ones, but
Am I right?
A lot of the other ones. Yeah, so, you know, it is fitting for today. She's in this band called
Cool
Tapes.
Because our two guests are both animated characters.
Exactly.
From the website homestarrunner.com.
And we both only have brothers.
That's right.
Oh, is that true?
It's true.
Interesting. It's true. And where do you guys fall in your, like, order, age-wise?
We are both the youngest.
Oh, I didn't know you were the youngest. Yeah.
Oh, Jahan, we hang out all the time.
I'm also the youngest.
I've heard about your brother, but I always just sort of imagined him as a younger brother, and I couldn't
really
tell you why.
Oh, I find that fascinating. I feel like I'm such a younger sibling.
Do you want to hear a fun fact?
Oh, please.
I found this business card for a DJ on the ground. And it has doodles on it that I very clearly made the last time I was in this studio.
Whoa, what? Whoa, wait, can I see that?
That's really unbelievable.
It's just been sitting here gathering dust.
Wow, what a treat.
You gotta frame that thing. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's now an official piece of Electric Hour paraphernalia.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's see. I really want to play this lady game. Doesn't sound like Brennan wants to.
I mean, I'll play it. It seems like you're okay with it, so I'm gonna trust that it's an okay thing.
Hmm. Right? I think that's mostly fair.
I trust you.
It's just about famous women.
That makes me so nervous.
I am good with celebrities, so I feel confident.
I'm good with
it's probably the rest of the Elliot Pearson.
Culture, but... I don't know. I'm pretty good with comedy. Yeah.
Okay.
Pop culture.
Comedy, history, pop culture.
History
is not going to go well for us.
Okay. I'd say there's a fair amount of history.
Good. Well, okay.
Let's give it a try. See what happens.
Okay. Also, the thing that just made me earlier was that I just got a text from my bandmate, the other half of Slumberjacks, saying that we have a gig on April 22nd, which is also the spring stand-up show. So I will have to negotiate some troubled waters there.
Hmm. More like trebled waters, am I right? Music.
Your bandmate is in stand-up, so that's...
Yeah. Well, kind of. He is not going to be in the show for sure.
That's become quite clear.
His attendance numbers are abysmal. Okay, so I should cue up some theme music.
Oh, boy.
No, that's just regular theme music.
Oh, good.
Okay. I guess time for a round of... The lading game. Oh, that was the wrong theme music. Oh, whatever. Okay. Okay, so guys.
What, that person screaming loudly was the wrong theme music?
I don't know all the songs on this album, so I guess wrong. Okay, so. Question one. And you guys are just all on a team. Well, actually, no. It's individual. Okay, so we're going to go around.
Wow, we turned on each other so fast. Gosh,
you guys, this dynamic just does not work. We tried. We tried for 0.6 seconds okay. to be a team.
Yeah, you really did. Okay. Alana. She was the first female justice on the Supreme Court.
Jahan Mamdani.
I'm sorry, the answer is Thurgood Marshall. Jahan. she invented peanut butter.
Wait.
Just answer the question.
George Washington Carver.
That's correct. It was George Washington Carver. And Brennan, she was the first woman to play Major League Baseball.
Rosie O'Donnell?
I'm sorry, the answer is Jackie Robinson. Yeah, all right. That was... The lading game. All right.
Wow. In and out real quick.
Yeah.
Boom. Segment over.
Yeah, I only had three note cards. Let's see. Jahan got a point, so she won. She guessed right.
You got all the points in the game that were distributed.
Yeah, that's right. You two, what was up with the Alana? Jahan Mamdani.
Yeah.
Future Supreme Court Justice, maybe.
No.
I mean, how many times have you even been to the Supreme Court, Jahan? 10?
Also, in a quick knock against how racist I suspect Apple to being now, when I wrote Thurgood Marshall in my phone, it corrected it to Thyroid Marshall. What's that supposed to mean, Steve Jobs?
I feel like you know exactly what that's supposed
to Cook.
Mean.
Maybe I spelled it wrong?
Oh, maybe.
I mean, did you spell it like thyroid?
Ah, that's a problem. I wrote Thyroid Marshall. Man, that'd Classic. Be a funny Supreme Court justice name. Well, Brennan, you know, I thought that game was going to stretch on for about half an hour, so...
Man, we have 27 minutes left.
Yeah. Do you want to maybe cut to, like, an actual track, and we can talk shop for a sec about what we want
to
do?
That sounds great to me. Okay, I was right. I was starting to doubt that Rosie O'Donnell was in the movie A League of Their Own. I just wanted to make sure.
I knew exactly why you said Rosie O'Donnell.
I got the joke, so I was like, okay, that must mean that I'm right about this.
I did not understand that at all.
There's no crying goodness. In baseball, John.
Thank you, Jahan, wow. for picking up the slack.
Is that from that movie, too?
It is. It stars Gina Davis. It's a wonderful film, a classic. Tom Hanks, Madonna. This cast is insane.
This is like a ridiculous cast. I did not realize.
Whoa, Tom Hanks opposite Madonna?
John Lovitz just swinging by.
Wow.
Andy Richter.
Is it really? Oh my gosh.
What? He's only in like the last scene.
This is amazing.
We should have a TFL showing. Now I'm all curious.
Bill Pullman, who played the president in Independence Day? Let's see.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I'm ready. Keep him coming.
He also played the president in 1600 Penn, a short-lived sitcom.
Really?
Yes.
And what is that available to watch? I'd be very interested to see a sitcom.
I think it must be this. One of the writers was like a former speechwriter for Obama, and he came to talk one year at Tufts.
Oh, that's really cool.
Whoa.
I was just listening to this guy, Hrishikesh Hirway, and... Joshua Malina had started a West Wing podcast, so I just started listening to that, so it's been really cool.
God, everyone's just copying Adam Scott Aukerman, I feel like.
Yeah, and us. I mean, we had a show before them.
Well, true. Extremely valid point. Okay.
Oh, also, just as a quick aside, Hrishikesh Hirway has another podcast called Song Exploder that's, like, amazing.
Oh, true. It is.
He gets,
really
like,
good.
All, like, these huge bands and these small bands come in and talk about how they wrote their songs and stuff. It's very cool. Check it out, folks.
Okay. I think this is the song I want. Then, you know what? I guess wrong last time. I'm just going to go with the one I know. Okay. Here's a little Nico Case for you. Nice one. And we'll be back. You're listening to our Comedy Light Show, John Zimmer, and Brian Carson, Alana Hammer, and John Mathani. Bye!
Bye for now.
My brain makes drugs to keep me slow. A hilarious joke for some dead pharaoh. But now not even the masons know what drug will keep Nat from coming. Smashes all my best laid plans to sand. And there's always someone to say it's easy for me. But I revenge myself all over myself. There's nothing you can say to me. You never held it at the right angle. You never. Of it. Catch a, catch a, catch a, catch a falling star. Because you can't hold it. If I puked up some sonnets, would you call me a miracle? I'm gonna go where my urge leads no more. Swallowed waist deep in the gore of the forest. A boreal feast, let it finish me please. 'Cause I've revenged myself all over myself. There's nothing.
What a faux pas.
All right, that was Nico Case with Night Still Comes. You're listening to H, TE, the remaining and expanding.
Nope.
Brennan's here, and me, and John's
longest
here.
Longest-running improv, WMFO's longest-running improv ballet.
Everyone's here. Jahan Madani is here, Alana Hamer. Yeah, this is the TFL Radio Hour in the morning.
Coming at you.
Womp womp. Yeah, again, for those who are just joining us, come see TFL tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m., Barnum 008.
It's gonna be a great show.
A rip-roaring good show. We've got those FLs here in the studio with us, and we're gonna play one of our favorite new segs this season.
I would say it's a modern classic.
It is a modern classic. Can we all just go around and say what else we consider to be a modern classic?
Who wants to start?
Anyone? Modern classics?
I feel like I say that about everything, but All I Want for Christmas Is You is obviously a modern Christmas classic.
Good answer.
I don't even think it's restricted to Christmas.
That's
a
really good answer.
That's one of the most listened to songs on all of Spotify.
Really?
Yeah, I think like 3 of the top 10 Spotify songs are Christmas songs.
That is my alarm in the morning.
But that is... the no. Not the Mariah Carey.
Can you imagine waking up to that every single day? And just, that'd be so scary.
And every day going, ah.
You too, Mariah. I mean, there's so many Mariah options for alarms. Always Be My Baby. Emotions. She hits those whistle tones and you just wake up. Feeling like birds woke you up.
Whistle tone.
Birds with beautiful singing voices.
Jahan, do you remember when a certain former institute leader used to just go whistle tone and then scream, basically?
Yes.
What?
I sure enjoyed that.
That sounds not fun for
that
ears.
That sounds terrible.
Anyway, Alana. Alana, modern classics in your eye.
Wow, I really don't know. That was such a good answer. Now I feel like...
I had it locked and loaded, to be fair. I think about All I Want for Christmas Is You constantly.
Well, it's one of the most streamed songs on Spotify.
I mean, we all know you think exactly in line with Spotify's most streamed songs.
Jahan is the people's mistress.
You know, like, direct relationship.
Maybe I'm biased or something, but...
Oh, God.
Jahan's super cool TFL beanie is kind of a modern classic these days.
Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to talk to you guys about that.
Great. I would love to.
Because
you love them?
I do, but everyone's going around wearing beanies. You can't. And it's all right, thank you, Alana. Thank you. Everyone's going around, so TFL has these beanies, right? That's their apparel. They're wearing them around to spread publicity about the show. And the official story is like, we just decided on beanies randomly as like an apparel. But obviously everyone just wants to look like Jahan. That's the obvious motive.
I just want to be clear. You're right.
Yeah.
Before we decided on beanies, we were considering flannels, and I very rarely see Jahan without a flannel, if ever.
Yeah. I mean, it's so obvious. It's so transparent. Just admit it. Well, you just did. Yeah. So thank you.
We broke the story.
Yeah, we did break the story. We got an official acknowledgement.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That I am
fan theories confirmed.
Very good at convincing people to get things I will wear nonstop.
was this more a convenience thing for you? Just hey, like you needed a new beanie.
You know what I bet everyone wants is a beanie. That's how that works.
You know what I bet everyone wants? A slice of pizza for me right now.
Yeah, that's how Brennan got the Electric Hour's official apparel to be slices of pizza for Brennan.
Yeah, brought to you by Domino's.
Oh, nice.
Slices of pizza.
For Brennan.
That's their slogan. John, you were saying something?
Oh, no. I'm happy to have my fan theory confirmed.
He laughed mid-name again.
Jahan, you were saying something?
Yeah, I have been accused by several people of trying to force my own aesthetic upon a whole group. And that is
consider me
inaccurate.
One of them.
I would say it's working, I think, though, because they're all over campus. It's hard to be in a campus building and not see a TFL beanie.
It's what Jahan's parents always used to say. If you can't be in a group with all people of color, at least be in a group of all people of beanies.
Sure. Also, John, I feel like this only does you good because you can really, like, pick out your friends from a far distance.
No, absolutely.
Seeing their face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is, a thing for you.
Thank you. Yes.
You know? I feel like it works out really well.
Don't know I'm disabled.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it actually is great. It's, because no one else, because who else would wear a maroon beanie?
Well, the real problem is, even, I feel this way, when I see... like people with long hair, really white skin, and maroon hats, and I think, it's my friend, and then it's not. It's just a random person.
Oh, in general, long hair.
In
white
general,
skin.
Tufts campus, because I just assume it will be a TFL person.
Yeah.
When I can't see their face.
Sure. Well,
there's a lot of white people with beanies here.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. So flannels would have been probably more problematic. Because there's a lot of white people with flannels here.
Sure. I mean, hence the beanies.
You're right. Sure.
Good move.
Very good. Brennan, do you have a criticism to lob at this group?
No.
That sounds like you.
I do have a modern classic.
Oh, yeah. What's your modern classic?
It's a tie between the classic 1997 or 99, I don't remember, film Good Will Hunting, which I would argue...
That's almost a classic
has
classic.
...has entered the... You know, that's true. Yeah. It's coming up on 20 years.
Yeah?
Wow. That's scary. Does that mean we're classics?
Yeah.
You're the new classic.
Boy. Well, it was invented by Matt
Us
Damon.
As babies is getting into classics.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
And The West Wing, I think. I think it's like a widely respected TV show. It won, apparently won like best drama.
I'm
its
not
first
sure it's
4 years.
It's a modern classic.
It ended in 2006.
So that's just C-SPAN, right?
Yeah, it's just okay. It's just C-SPAN with soundtrack.
Yeah, because I've never understood what that show is, but it's just so okay.
Yeah,
good.
No, it's C-SPAN with special guests and soundtrack.
Good, great.
It's good. I love it. It's a great show.
Good.
All right.
So, back to the game. We're gonna play it.
Which game?
The game we're about to play.
Oh yeah,
the modern classic.
Yeah. We just broke for a quick round of Modern Classic, but this is now the Electric Hour's own Modern Classic. Let's describe each other's mothers. That song is called Mom's Drunk. it's on that same album that my other incorrect theme music is from.
And if you guess correctly that someone's mom is drunk in a picture, you win the game.
Yeah. Okay, so, guys, how this is going to work is we're all going to pass our phones... you know what? Let's just do it across. We're gonna go.
Oh, there you go.
Across. So we will have swapped. Oh my gosh, this is wonderful.
this is a great picture.
Jahan, you got what I got there? It's yeah. Mine's still up, right? Okay, great. And we just have pictures of each other's mothers. And we're just gonna talk about them. So the listeners can hear what our lovely moms who gave us life look like. Okay. Who'd like to start? Who's got a one that can't resist?
I could start it off.
Okay.
That's cool.
Sure.
So Alana's mom is on the ground in what I'm hoping is a yoga pose, but could be some sort of satanic sort of like arms and leg. Like she's laying on her front and then her legs are bent and she's holding her legs with her hands. It's hard to describe this. It seems very difficult to do. I'm confident that I would not be able to do this, whatever this pose is. But she seems like a yogic person, perhaps. It's outside, yogic. So she's probably done that a couple times. Probably been outside.
Feel free to zoom out. There's more.
Oh, is there more? Oh,
surprises await.
Oh, it looks like it could be maybe a beach of some kind.
Whoa.
A desert, mayhaps.
I just want
zoom
you
out further.
I just want you to know, nothing you've said so far is correct.
Oh my gosh, that is devastating. I can see that the photo was taken on August 2nd, 2015. I'm pretty confident about that.
Brennan, are you looking at the wrong lady in this picture?
I don't think so. I thought I was right about all this stuff.
Wow.
Doesn't that feel...
I've been phoned in for help.
Yes, please, Jahan, help me.
To better describe the pose.
Wow, this is unprecedented.
I clearly have failed tremendously.
The pose is what such that it makes a human look like they're a spider.
Yeah, that's a good description. That's a much better description.
Oh, man, I had the completely different idea of what you were describing.
No. That's what it is.
Oh,
is there nothing yogic about that?
No, she's just laying on the sand.
In spider pose.
All right,
John, you gotta look closer to that one.
I don't know. I just saw right. Face and limbs. No. Alana's not allowed
okay.
to. All right,
we're gonna. Geez, I'm gonna okay. After the game ends, I'm gonna ask you to tell me this.
Fine.
I'm pretty upset that I did.
This is for each other's mothers. All right, Alana.
Yes.
You now get to fire back at Brennan.
Great. So his mother is so minuscule in this picture that I can't necessarily seem to find her, though that one little black spot could be her. I will say she is surrounded by a lot of mountains and a lot of trees.
Wow. And,
yeah. That's all I have to say.
Oh, you got it. Never mind.
There you go.
Okay, wow. Brennan, glad we finally got a lock on your mom.
Yeah.
A definitive idea of what.
Speaking of luck, Lena that's my luck screen. That's just a photo of mountains.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing!
She could be there. Maybe we didn't plan it, and she's just there somewhere. So I don't want to say you're wrong.
That's what you handed me. So sounds like
you both really struck out.
Yeah,
I think Jahan and I will do fare a little better. Jahan, do you want to go first or should I?
Sure. Okay. John. Your mom is happy and laughing with a salad. She is also not human. She is a 2D representation of a human. The salad is made up of little pieces of lettuce and little red circles. I think they might be tomatoes. She's wearing a purple hoodie. Her cheekbones are very defined.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
In that they're lines.
Yeah.
Because this is a Bitmoji of hashtag healthy living. It says hashtag healthy living.
Yeah. My mom sent that to our... So my mom has had this dairy allergy in like that she's developed over the past couple of years, but she still, quote unquote, cheats and eats dairy, but like it's not like a diet. You can't cheat. Like she just eats dairy and
cheat
her throat
on an allergy.
And her throat. Yeah, she cheats on her allergy, so her throat just gets rashy. And then she went to this place and like got like tested or whatever. She's like, "Yep, like now it's official. I can't cheat anymore." It's like, no, like a doctor told you the first time. And then she sent us a healthy living Bitmoji.
There you go.
So that's my mom. Thank you, Jahan.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you for
sharing. Jahan's mom, this is one of the happiest pictures I've ever seen. I guess my caption for this would be 100 smiles an hour. Because, oh my gosh, this is so adorable. It's Jahan on the right and her mom on the left, and they both just have the biggest grins you ever saw. Her mom is like holding her lovingly and bending down to be at her level, unless your mom is real tiny. But
to be clear, I'm a child.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, John. Yeah. Right, I should have said that.
This was yesterday that the
John is a child. This is so nice. This fills me with so much joy. Her mom's hair is like, it's just like rich and like, wow.
Hey, John, are you into Jahan's mom?
It's not romantic at all. It just fills me with joy.
The subtitle of this game is John looks at moms.
Hey, I only look at one mom per game. Come on. Wow, Jahan.
Fair enough.
Thank you for sharing that. I want to make that the picture for this episode when I upload it on Mixcloud, just to fill everyone with joy. So I may ask you to send this to me later, but I can understand if you don't want to.
You okay with this thing going viral, just like our show?
Wow. I'm changed forever. Isn't it so great?
It's a really happy picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Alana, can you explain the photo, please?
What would you like to know?
What up with your mom? Yeah.
What's up?
Well, we need to.
Oh, let's exit. Let's exit. Let's switch phones. Let's exit.
Sorry, right,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
Let's get out of the segment.
Yeah. So that was let's describe each other's mothers. Okay. Whew. All right. Yeah, Alana, what's going on? And then we got to read a PSA and start skedaddling.
All right. Well, last summer I stayed abroad in Argentina for a couple months.
Right.
And
everyone knows this.
Yes. And after my program, I traveled a bit afterwards by myself and with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the places I went with my family were these salt flats in the north of Argentina, which is basically just like salt water, but there's no more water, so it's just a bunch of salt.
So, to the unsuspecting eye, it looks exactly the same as a desert.
Not if you were actually there.
Right.
Also,
that
not
would
really
be
in
the
this
unsuspecting
picture,
eye.
But sure. Right.
I would call
them in these salt flats, they are very, very flat. And
sorry
you can do
for
lots
not
of,
guessing salt flats for the yep. beige ground.
Yeah. Lots of optical illusions can be had.
What? You thought that was sand?
There's optical illusions
yes.
there?
So I am essentially like sitting slash laying on my mom's back, putting my feet forward so it just looks like her body.
This is a trick?
Oh,
yeah. It's some kind of a trick.
Okay, now I can see how Brennan
yeah,
might
yeah,
have
yeah.
been confused.
But like, that's why it's cool.
Okay, it looks, it's, you indicated that it was a single person, I would say.
I mean, yeah. it's my mother mostly in that picture. It's just my legs and feet.
So I think there's blame on all sides here. Alana, oh. you tricked Brennan. Brennan, you got duped hardcore.
Yeah.
Dude, I got duped.
You got hardcore yeah, duped. Yeah.
Duped.
So, Jahan, I believe you are saying you have to head out.
I do.
Do you have any parting words for the people?
Stay rad.
Oh, that's a good exit.
Classic.
Just a baller
that's
exit.
A modern classic.
Never come back. That was perfect. Yeah, Jahan Madani, you can see her do stand-up and be in some hot vids, and I assume introduce the show possibly in some
yeah.
way tomorrow night, which all
9:30
all six of our online listeners and whoever is in the car can hear. Thanks for coming on, Jahan. A wave,
so
a wave from the door. Alana, would you mind reading a PSA from this binder?
I would love to.
Okay, and then you know, stick around for a couple minutes.
Do you have any preference?
Certainly not. Whatever wow. you think the public needs to hear the most. That's my
right.
preference.
Hey,
look, Alana, you're
that's who you're servicing.
You're a little more in tune with, I feel like, the public than I am. Brennan and I just sit here in our ivory tower.
It's brick.
Just our brick tower, just shooting the breeze.
Looking out on the Boston Ave commuters.
Oh, those Boston Ave. Hey, let's thank our Boston Ave listeners.
Boston Ave listeners, thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow, we have not thanked them in ages.
That's true. But if you are actually tuning in on Boston Ave right now, first of all, wow. Second of all, thank you for
thank
listening.
Thank you.
Legitimately.
Thank you.
Sincerely, thank you.
Yes.
If statistically you are not listening on Boston Ave, or as, not listening, period.
If, as the law of probability suggests, you're not listening to the show.
Well, we understand.
Yeah, that's understandable. Brennan, can we enter into a tiny, quick intimate story time?
Oh, I would love to.
Okay, the cinema story time.
Yeah, the cinema story time.
I feel like Alana is taking a long time choosing this PSA.
I gotta be honest with you, man. I thought you would have picked it.
Hey,
me too. Okay, well, this has been intimate story time. Okay, Alana.
I'm very confused here.
Oh, Lord.
Which is a classic Alana statement.
Alana's very confused as a person, I would say.
I would say I'm a very confused person.
Mm, what you got?
So in this binder, there are like different titles, you know?
Yeah.
And this one says arts and events, so I said perfect. The TFL show is kind of an art and event type deal.
Sure. Are you confused that it's not in there? Because
there is one paper in there, and it says organ donation. Which is also fitting, because my mother and I have been having a lot of conversations about organ donation recently.
Wow.
I know.
Wait, how come?
Well, I think
was this
it's
mainly in salt flats where we got talking about this?
No, mainly at our house. I'm a big fan of organ donation.
Mm-hmm.
She is not.
Really?
How many organs have you donated, Alana?
Well, none yet.
Well,
but
then
perhaps one day.
It's true.
Several.
It's pretty hard to like be like to walk the walk of organ donation.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, wait, so, you but know, your mom's like anti.
She's not about that life.
How for herself
feel about
or for
organ
you?
Donation.
She is not an organ donor and would not like me to be an organ donor.
Uh huh.
Is it a Jewish thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I wondered.
Which was surprising that she was pulling that card, because usually she's not the parent to do that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Oh, my.
Get me a soda!
I can't.
From the machine. Okay,
yeah.
Well, interesting. I'm sorry. You want to rub it in her face by reading this PSA?
I would love to.
Okay.
I would really love to.
Let's do it.
It's a little lengthy, so I might cut out some of the middle just to warn everyone.
Sounds, that's
just like
we have a those, minute of show left.
Just like the EMTs will cut out some of the middle of you.
Hey!
Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, Mom. Especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives of young children, Mom. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some parts of you.
All because you decided to donate.
You
comma.
Just donate, you guys. Just donate.
Yeah,
there's no
yeah.
comma, but there should be.
Oh, right.
You won't be able to take with you anyway, .. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Tufts Organ Donor Radio.
Yeah.
Think about that, Mom.